Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A lawsuit against Missouri State University and its West Plains chancellor has been settled, Ed Button reports.
Court documents state that Amanda Nemotka, a former employee at Missouri State University West Plains, settled with the university and the chancellors. The university agreed to pay Nemotka $99,000, including $50,000 for alleged damages and $14,000 of alleged back pay. In her complaint, Nemotka, who was a coordinator of events for Missouri State West Plains, claimed that Bennett engaged in inappropriate conduct towards her, including sexually suggestive statements and, at one point, physically grabbing her and yelling at her after becoming displeased during an event at the chancellor's home. She says she reported the incident to Missouri State University, but they allowed Bennett to continue being chancellor of the MSU West Plains campus. She says she was terminated later on after being unable to perform her duties due to stress and anxiety. Chancellor Bennett and the MSU Board of Governors deny the allegations. Ed Button, Missouri Net News.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says it's developing a state plan to help prevent and assist those battling Zika. Department Division Director Harold Kirby says the department has contracted with Missouri State University to collect mosquitoes in the Kansas City, Columbia, and St. Louis areas.
We've worked really hard, especially with our local partners, to put this plan in place. And actually, I believe we submitted the rule to add Zika to our reportable conditions.
Okay.
It's not been there before. It was kind of alluded to, and it says novel viruses should be reported.
DHS has plans to launch a statewide public awareness campaign about Zika. The virus is spread sexually through infected mosquitoes. Police are investigating a suspicious death in South Kansas City. They received a report of a male in the street shortly before 5 yesterday afternoon. No obvious sign of trauma. Police are awaiting a report from the medical examiner on the cause of the death. Missouri's Amish community includes an estimated 9,000 people. Jamesport historian Lenita Smith says Missouri has the 7th largest Amish population in the country.
Over the last 15 years, there has been an increase of new settlements. These Amish people are coming to Missouri, migrating here from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan.
Amish communities in Missouri include near Jamesport in northwest Missouri, Seymour in southern Missouri, and Clark and Bowling Green in northern Missouri. August emails recommending a car service for University of Missouri presidential search interviews indicate 5 to 7 candidates made the cut to be semifinalists for the system's top job. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the search for a permanent UM system president is being hidden under strict confidentiality. After the committee finished 2 days of hearings, the co-chairs declined to say how many candidates were interviewed. More news at MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.